True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Gobble, gobble, bitches. Wake your asses up. It's your favorite there, Al Cintron on The Fan. Happy Thanksgiving. Number to join the show, 888-808-1019. I got Rami Lobby behind the glass. I feel like he sleeps here. I feel like you sleep here, Rami.
I don't sleep.
You
I'm
don't
just
sleep.
Here.
You're just here.
Yes.
All right. Coffee, coffee, coffee?
I'm about to go make another one, yes.
Nice.
Actually, this one's going to be an iced coffee. I already had a hot coffee, so now I need to cool the body down.
Dunkin', right?
Oh, yeah, always.
Okay. Always Dunkin', okay. You know what I'm going to start with? I've been chomping at the bit. Because I saw all the instant reactions to the Brandon Nimmo trade for Marcus Semien. And most of them sucked. Sucked. And that's why instant reactions are not the greatest. We've all made mistakes with instant reactions, whether it's in our personal lives. I've made many of those. Or sports take, or politics, or whatever the case may be. And it's funny, I was just telling Rami before we came on the air, hours before the trade, I mentioned that Brandon Nimmo was in trade talks. So I was surprised when I saw people saying, I didn't see that coming. Well, I talked about it. Your favorite Theo knows a little something-something. As we used to say back in the day. On the streets of Queens. A little something-something. Now, it straight up, Nimmo for Semien, I understand people going crazy, but that's short-sighted. Because instantly when I saw this trade, I thought, big picture. It opens up left field. It opens up more options. It opens up money down the road. Not this year, because they're going to be paying a little more for Semien. It gets rid of years. It gets rid of a guy who should have had a no-trade clause in his contract to begin with. It's also another reason why I don't buy player jerseys of active players. I don't do it anymore. I have plenty of those stored away. Hello, Matt Harvey. Hello, Noah Syndergaard. Hello, Jacob DeGrom. Hello, Michael Conforto. Hello, Josh Norman. Hello, Jordan Reed. Hello, RG3. I can keep going on, but they're stored away. I buy a custom or a legend player. Brandon Nimmo is not a legend. Many of you believe in your heart of hearts, Brandon Nimmo is this untouchable legend. I can't believe David Stearns traded him. This is insane. Lord have mercy. I even had some clown say to me on social media, well, not directly to me, I happen to see it, about what I said. I guess Dan Marino sucks, if my logic is, you know, what it is, and I'll explain what my logic is in a minute. And I said, Brandon Nimmo's not even in the same stratosphere as Dan Marino. Not even close. I found it comical that Brandon Nimmo was being compared to a legend. A legend. Now, I know some of you are so stuck on this homegrown crap. The last time the Mets won anything with homegrown players, it was 1986. Doc Gooden, Darryl Strawberry, you know the cast of characters. Homegrown! Homegrown Mets. That's the last time they won. Those two are Met legends. Met legends. You want to know why I love that team so much? And why I love Darryl Strawberry so much? Why he was my favorite player despite all the off-the-field stuff? Why Doc Gooden was my favorite pitcher despite all the off-the-field stuff? Because they won. Not only did they win, they won a World Series. The last one in this pathetic franchise's history. They won. So when Darryl Strawberry, the Mets let him go and sign with LA as a kid, I was heartbroken. That was my guy. They won. He won. The all-time home run leader. He actually did something. He was actually an all-star. Was talked about with legends. Remember they said he was the black Ted Williams. That's what they said about Darryl Strawberry. The potential to be that. And if he would have stayed off the problems and off the stuff and off that other stuff, then he would have been a Hall of Famer. And he still had a great career, despite all the stuff off the field. Brandon Nimmo wasn't even a bat boy in an All-Star game. Brandon Nimmo was not even in the dugout of an All-Star game. You see where I'm going with this? Brandon Nimmo was not an All-Star. And when I heard Adam Ottavino's comments about, I believe or I think Brandon Nimmo was not happy with, Francisco Lindor captain stuff, that was the writing on the wall. I knew he was gone. He was getting traded. That's it. When I talked about it and I posted on social media the way I ended my last show, how Adam Ottavino was told that by either Brandon Nimmo or somebody in Nimmo's camp. And then it gets out. Oh, and oh, by the way, that stupid no trade clause that Brandon Nimmo got, if he really wanted to stay at Met, he could have said no. And exercised his no trade clause. But he accepted the trade. There's been plenty of baseball players that said, nah, I'm not doing it. Nah. I don't care if you don't want me. I'm not going anywhere. Plenty of players have done that. So Brandon Nimmo could have done that. He didn't do that. See, a lot of Mets fans have this thing where they love these homegrown players who haven't won jack. And that's being polite because I really wanted to say losers. Haven't won anything. No World Series appearance. No gold gloves. Nothing. I remember people were infatuated with J.D. Davis. It's like, what is wrong with you fans? What's wrong with you guys? You guys fall in love with like the worst players. Now, Brandon Nimmo was a good Met. He was a good Met. he couldn't throw the ball from the outfield to save his life. I throw better left-handed than he throws right-handed. Right arm to right arm, I guarantee I have a better arm than Brandon Nimmo.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I can't hit a fastball. That's for damn sure. But neither did Brandon Nimmo at times. This trade opens up options, something the Mets desperately need. Options. They show up second base defensively, Marcus Semien, who, by the way, his home numbers stunk in Texas, but his road numbers, fantastic. And guess what? He's not hitting in Texas anymore. So do I expect him to have, you know, MVP-type seasons like he's had in the past? No, but I think he's going to be a good bat. I think he's going to be rejuvenated. I think he's going to thrive here. We're not going to see 8 bounce balls thrown to whoever's playing first base like we've seen in the past, Jeff McNeil. You're going to have Francisco Lindor and Semien up the middle. Right away off the top of my head, top 5, maybe top 3. Up the middle combinations already. David Stern said run prevention, and yes, Brandon Nimmo took a shot at him, and I understand it. I get it. Right there, up the middle defense, boom, done, taken care of in the infield. Now what happens with center field? And I have a solution for that. It's going to take this player to waive his no-trade clause. And oh, by the way, you can also trade for one of their starting pitchers. I'm picking up the phone. What's the area code in Minnesota? And I'm calling Minnesota and say, hey, what up? Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays. What's it going to take for Byron Buxton to waive his no-trade clause? And what would it take to get Pablo Lopez or Joe Ryan in the deal as well? Let's talk. Because I see that Dylan Cease contract, 7 years for $210. Yeah, that's not happening. And I don't want Dylan Cease neither. I've said it for years. I don't want him. The guy walks the ballpark. I think he's overrated. I'm not a C's guy. The Mets are going to get starting pitching. It's going to be in the trade market. And not the 99-cent store. I'm talking about top-end starting pitching. Because the Mets have top-end prospects. Top-of-the-line prospects. One of the best prospects in baseball. Best farm systems in baseball, I should say. That's who I call Minnesota. I know Byron Buxton didn't waive it last year. You think he might waive it this offseason, knowing that there might not be a full season the following year? And maybe he wants to win? Seeing what the Mets are doing? Now, up the middle, and I know you're going to say, well, Buxton gets hurt. So you have Carson Binge as well. With Tyrone Taylor, backup. Whatever you want to do. Now you have Simeon, Lindor up the middle, Buxton in center, and then, sorry, Yankee fans, for the second year in a row, we take another one. That's Cody Bellinger. Put him in left field. Now, defensively, Bellinger, Buxton, Lindor, Simeon. I think that's pretty damn good. Now, what do you do with catcher? Do you believe in Francisco Alvarez? Or, again, are you going this defensive route? Luis Torrens is top of the line when it comes to defensive catches. And throwing base runners out. And I've said it for a while now. If that's the way you want to go, I have no problem with Luis Torrens being the catcher. And if you can get some for Francisco Alvarez to upgrade the rotation or upgrade a position that you want to upgrade, go do it. Go do it. If not Francisco Alvarez, it's sink or swim time this upcoming season. And then we get to first base with Pete Alonso. Bring Pete Alonso back. Bring him back. They offer 3. He wants 7. Let's go 5 with a mutual option. And now, look at your team. It's balanced, left, right, across the board. I don't expect Vientos or Beatty to be on this roster, and together, I should say. If I expect one of them to be moved, especially if it's to upgrade your rotation, because the Mets desperately need to upgrade the rotation. Edwin Diaz needs to be back as well. I don't care about the plan Bs. This is a World Series or bust year. Especially after last season. Especially after last season, what we lived through as Met fans. How pathetic it was. And we were popping champagne when we signed Juan Soto. 45-24, having a ticker tape parade already. I was guilty of it. I own it. It was probably my worst sports prediction, and I'll do that before the year ends. Top 5 worst predictions I had. That was probably number 2, Mets-Yankees World Series. Then I put the Red Sox in it. Mets-Yankees Subway Series. Number 1 was definitely the Dodgers being the biggest flop in MLB history. So I eat that one as well. I own that one as well. But this is about the Mets. Change had to be made. This core had to be rocked. And it sure was. And Brandon Nimmo, it was nice knowing you. 888-808-1019. Your calls after the break. Al Cintron and the Fan back after this.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.